This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about the church bombings that happened on Easter in Sri Lanka. 2 months ago, Christians in that nation were devastated. Now, revival is beginning to spread, so stay with us to find out why. Gabriel said the Messiah would make an end of sins when he came into the world. This is exactly what Jesus accomplished upon the cross. His shed blood has the power to wash sin out of the heart of everyone who believes the truth of the gospel. Visit cochurch.org and request your free book, The Everlasting Gospel of Christ. Discover the truth, which Jesus said, shall make you free. Again, visit cochurch.org. Over 2 months ago, ISIS sent suicide bombers to attack 3 churches and 3 hotels in Sri Lanka. The attacks killed over 250 people and injured about 500 others. But what the enemy intended for evil, God is using for good. Now, Sri Lankan churches are reporting revival beginning to grow and spread. Some churches are even doubling in size. Why? It likely has everything to do with how the churches have responded to the terror attacks. Wendy Nagel, with Global Disciples, says Christians offered forgiveness instead of revenge, and it shocked their fellow countrymen. She says this, as they offered forgiveness, their country just couldn't believe the response. Buddhist leaders and Muslim leaders would come to them and say, if this happened in our community, we would be retaliating. We would be seeking revenge on the people who did this to us. They were literally in awe of the forgiveness that was being offered by the Christian churches. End quote. Raj, whose name is changed for this podcast, for security purposes, is a Sri Lankan pastor with Global Disciples. He's been facilitating discipleship training programs in churches around Sri Lanka, and he has seen a recent shift in the cultural attitude toward Christians. Nagel points out that in the past, it wasn't easy to hand out tracts in Sri Lanka, and it was especially difficult to invite people to church. But Raj goes so far as to say that the people who died in those church bombings have become seed for Sri Lanka. What he's seeing is a period of revival in that country. If you love the gospel, then I'm sure you're excited about this season of revival in Sri Lanka. But Raj says there are several things you can actively pray for while they reap the harvest. He says to please pray that Sri Lankan Christians will take advantage of this time and have courage to share the gospel. You can also pray for Global Disciples as they continue to reach the lost in that nation. And when you're done praying, take just 30 seconds to share this podcast with a friend or on your social media. The more people we can get praying for revival, the better. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.